Letters 389, 399, a collection of many select epistles to friends, of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 2, Cont. 389, concerning the pure and undefiled religion that was set up above 1600 years ago, which all that do own, acknowledge, God and Christ are to walk in. 399 in printing, dear friends, you who profess the light, faith, grace, and spirit of Christ, and the pure undefiled religion before God the Father, are to keep yourselves unspotted from the world, and to bridle your tongues from evil words which corrupt good manners. The light of Christ Jesus lets you see the spots of the world, and the grace of God will teach you to deny them, and the spirit of truth, if you be led by it, teaches you to mortify and subdue them. And now, friends, here is the pure and undefiled religion, which the apostles in the primitive times did own, and which now we do own. This is pure religion, and is undefiled before God the Father, and to keep unspotted from the world. First, this religion is pure. Secondly, it is undefiled before God the Father. And that which is pure and undefiled before God the Father, if you live in it and obey it, it will keep you unspotted from the world, and so from the spots of the world. And that which keeps you from the spots of the world will keep you from the body of death and sins of the world, which you are made free from by the circumcision of Christ, by his Spirit, and by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, are made free from the law of sin and death. And friends, you that do profess this pure and undefiled religion before God the Father, to keep unspotted from the world or from the spots of the world, take heed, you that profess this pure and undefiled religion, that you keep yourselves from the world, or that you do not get the world's spots upon you. And take heed of greediness and earthly-mindedness and covetousness, which the apostle called idolatry, for it is a great spot and blot of the world that lies in wickedness. And take heed of unrighteousness in your trades, commerce, or dealings, for unrighteousness is a spot. And take heed of overreaching or using any deceitfulness or defraud in your trade or commerce, for overreaching, using deceit, or any unjust thing will blot you and spot you, and is contrary to the pure and undefiled religion. And take heed of unrighteousness, ungodliness, unholiness, profaneness, looseness, filthiness, naughtiness, and evil words, which corrupt good manners. These things will blot you and spot you, and are contrary to the pure undefiled religion before God the Father. And also take heed of drunkenness, theft, murder, whoredom, fornication, adultery, and all manner of uncleanness. For they which do such things are not of the pure undefiled religion before God the Father, and they are blotted and spotted with the actions of the world that lies in wickedness, and their religion is vain. And take heed of lying, swearing, and cursing, which are spots of the world, and forbidden by Christ and the Apostle. And all such that follow the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh, which is not of the Father, but of the God of the world that abode not in the truth, such are spotted with the spots of the world, and are proud, vain, lofty, scornful, high, and spotted with the world's spots, and are void of the pure undefiled religion before God the Father. And take heed of malice, hatred, envy, wrath, rage, and fury. These are the spots of the world, who bear such fruits, contrary to the spirit of meekness, gentleness, kindness, tenderness, sobriety, love, and mercifulness, which are the fruits of the pure Spirit of God, which leads to the pure undefiled religion before God the Father, which is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep unspotted from the world. This pure undefiled religion keeps in the purity of life and conduct, and this is above all, and keeps from all the vain religions in the world, which pure and undefiled religion it is the duty of all true Christians to walk in, by which they may be kept from the spots of the world. And this is the religion that was set up above 1600 years ago in the Church of Christ. And happy would all of Christendom been if they had kept to this pure, undefiled religion to this day, and then they would not have made so many religions as they have done. But to this pure, undefiled religion they must come again if ever they come to the true religion. For none can make a better one than the pure, undefiled religion which was set up in the Church in the Apostles' days above 1600 years ago, unto which all that profess Christianity should be conformable, even to this pure undefiled religion, which will keep them from the spots of the world, and then their religion will not be of the world. And this is the one pure undefiled religion that all Christians should be of, which is from one God, the Creator of all. So there is one God, the creator of all, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things were made and created, who is the one mediator between God and man, even the man Christ Jesus. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called to one hope of your calling, and one God and Father of all, who is above you all, and in you all, and through you all. And there is one faith which Christ Jesus is the author and finisher of. And there is one baptism, and by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, bond or free, must all drink into this one Spirit of Christ, and so to keep the unity in the Spirit, which is the bond of peace. The Apostle said, if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Rom 8:9, for Christ said in his prayer to his Father, that they be all one, meaning the true Christians, as your Father is in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. That is, the believers and followers of Christ. John 17:21-22, here you may see God and Christ are one in them. So he prayed that his people may be one, in whom they have rest, life, peace, and salvation with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let your conduct or practice be without covetousness, Heb 13:5, only let your conduct be as becomes the gospel of Christ. Phil 1:27, George Fox, the 4th of the 2nd month, 1685-390, to friends at York. 400 in printing, dear friends, to you is my love in the seed of life, which bruises the head of enmity. And in this seed you all have life and peace that is everlasting. And my desires are that you may all dwell in the love that can bear all things. And keep the word of patience, which will never be worn out. For the word lives and abides and endures forever and over all trials keeps. For the word was in the beginning, and all things are upheld by the word of his power. In it abide. And so live and walk in the wisdom that is from above, that is heavenly, pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. And keep in the lamb-like nature, for the suffering lamb must have the victory. And so the man of God must not strive, but be gentle, and yet valiant for God's truth, and not to sell it. For they that do go into bondage and captivity, for the truth makes all God's people free, and the peaceable truth is a peaceable habitation. And so in it God Almighty preserve you and all the Lord's people everywhere, that they may glorify the Lord God of all their comforts, lives, and mercies. Amen. George Fox, Kingston, the 4th of the 2nd month, 1685-391. Regarding the modern synagogues of Satan, the churches. 401 in printing, dear friends and brethren in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your holy heavenly rock and foundation of God, that stands sure, who is the foundation and the rock of his church in the apostles' days and is now. You may see how Christ sent John to encourage his church and said in Rev 3:8-10, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall I come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the face of the earth. Now you may see what comfort the sons and daughters of God have that keep the word of patience, what a door is open to them of the blessings, mercies, and riches of God, which no man can shut from them. And they which said they were Jews and were not, or such as make outward profession of the words of truth and form of godliness and are not in the truth, of such the Lord said, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. So here you may see the Lord would have his children, his church, to take notice. What he will make of them that do not possess the truth, namely the synagogue of Satan, he will bow them down and make them to know he loves his faithful people. And all such as went out from the church of Christ in the apostles' days, which were not of them, and Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, that went out from the Jews, and all they that separated themselves in the apostles' days from the church of Christ, and all they that separated themselves now and are gone out from the church of Christ, have manifested they were not of them. Those who went out from the church of Christ in the apostles' days and separated themselves from them, and all they that go from the church of Christ now and separate themselves from them, have erred from the word of patience and have not kept that. But such are gone into temptations of the world and are become as the synagogue of Satan, and like raging waves of the sea, Satan's fruits and works they do manifest. So that by their fruits it is known of what synagogue they are, and have and do sufficiently discover it in all ages, how that patience is worn out and wears out, and that they have not kept the word of patience. And none such are likely to preach the word of God, and the word of life, and the word of patience, and the word of wisdom, that lives and abides and endures forever, that keep not the word of patience. For how can such keep the word of patience, or the word of life, or the word of wisdom, when they separate themselves, and go out from the church of Christ, and are not of it? For had they been of it, they would have continued with the church of Christ, in the word of life, wisdom, and patience. But now they do manifest themselves to be out of the gentle wisdom of God, and out of the word of patience, in a rash, hasty, furious, envious, malicious, hateful, lying, defaming, slandering, opposing, and envious spirit of Cain, Korah, and Ham. And the fruits of this spirit are manifest sufficiently now, as in other ages, to them that live in the word of life, wisdom, and patience. By which word all God's children are born again of the immortal seed, and feed upon the milk of the word. By which word all things were made and created, by which word all God's people are reconciled to God, which word lives and abides and endures forever. Now, as there is a growth and adding to faith, and virtue, and knowledge, and temperance, and godliness, and patience, and brotherly kindness, and charity love, as God's children are led by the Spirit of God, in it they have unity, and it is the bond of their peace. So as there is an erring from the Spirit of God, there is a degenerating from virtue, kindness, and true knowledge, and godliness, and temperance, and patience, and brotherly kindness, and charity love. This we have seen both now in this age, as in the days of the apostles. And this degenerating spirit, whose patience is worn out, they may get all the good words in the scriptures, words of the Spirit, words of truth, words of faith, and the promises, and apply them to their impatient spirits, but they will lose the comfort of them. But the word of life, the word of wisdom, the word of patience, will never be worn out, but lives and abides and endures forever. Dear friends, be you followers of that which is good, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing and not for evil-doing, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again; when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. If you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, having a good conscience. That whereas they speak evil of you, as of evil doers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. And if you are reproached for the name of Christ Jesus, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or as a busybody in other men's matters. But if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God upon this behalf, that he suffers as a Christian, not as a murderer, thief, evildoer, or a busybody in other men's matters. For that is not a suffering for Christ, who has suffered for you, and they that will reign with him must suffer with him. The God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. This is through the sufferings for Christ Jesus, the captain of our salvation, who is made perfect through sufferings, and is able to succor all his followers in their temptations and sufferings. And the apostle said to the church of Christ, the Philippians, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Which every true Christian should be of the same mind, as this holy apostle was. So here you may see the apostle exhorts people to suffer with Christ, and for him, but not as murderers, thieves, evildoers, and busybodies in other men's matters. And as David said, depart from the evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. For the wicked have set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues walk through the earth. But be not as the horse and mule, whose mouth must be held with the bit and the bridle. And David said, I will take heed unto my ways, that I sin not with my tongue, I will keep my mouth with a bit, while the wicked is before me. And this is good advice, that God's people be not ensnared by the wicked's snare, And therefore it is good for all God's people to be careful and wise, that none do suffer as busybodies in other men's matters, or as evildoers, but let their sufferings be for righteousness' sake, and with Christ that they may reign with him. And keep out the Athenians' spirit, spending their time in hearing and telling of news, which the world is full of, in whom your trouble is. But in me you have peace, said Christ. And therefore, as everyone has received Christ, so walk in him, and let your conversations be in him. Amen. And blessed are they who suffer for righteousness' sake, and in whose hearts there is no enmity. And blessed are they that dwell in the love of God, that can bear all things, and are in the wisdom or God, which is pure and peaceable. For troubles, affliction, sufferings, imprisonments, spoiling of goods, and many perils do attend God's people, by the world that lies in wickedness. And therefore it is good for all God's people to keep in Christ their sanctuary, in whom they have eternal rest and peace. And also God's people are exercised now, as in days past, with trials and perils by false brethren, as the church of Christ was in the apostles' day, such as went from the church, in Cain's, Korah's, and Balaam's ways, as the apostle said, fierce despisers, false accusers of those that are good. And you may read in 2 Pet. 2 throughout, of such as forsook the right way, and of many following their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth was evil spoken of. And so it is now, as it was in the apostles' days. And the apostle said to the church, you have heard said that Antichrist should come. Even now are there many Antichrists. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out from us, that they might be manifest they were not of us. 1 John 2:18-19 Christ did forewarn his disciples of these antichrists and false prophets, that they should be inwardly ravening wolves, and by the fruits of their trees they should be known to be of the nature of the wolf, and not of the lamb. Such as these went from the church in the apostles' days into the world. And such as these are gone from the church of Christ now into the spirit of the world. Their evil spirits are tried, as in 1 John 4:1. And the sufferings and perils by false brethren have been more grief many times to the church of Christ than open persecution, for they cause the way of truth to be evil spoken of, that turn from the way of righteousness, like the dog to the vomit or the sow to the mire. And in the way of righteousness, Christ Jesus, God preserve all his people from all the biting devouring dogs and greedy swine. And you read how righteous Abel suffered by his false brother Cain, and did not Ishmael persecute his brother Isaac? And would not Esau have destroyed his brother Jacob? But God prevented him. And were not Ishmael and Esau in an outward profession of the circumcision? And how often did the Jews, who were brought out of Egypt by the power of the Lord, turn against Moses and Aaron and other elders? And so they turned against the power and spirit of God, which brought them out of Egypt, whom the Lord destroyed in the wilderness, and they never came to see the land of promise. And how often did the Jews turn against the holy prophets of God, after they came into the land of Canaan, and what was their end, when they had rebelled against the good spirit that God had given them to instruct them? And were not these holy prophets the Jews' brethren, whom they killed and imprisoned and persecuted? And was not Joseph sold into Egypt and persecuted by his brethren? But God was with him and preserved him, and so he will his faithful people. And did not Moses say unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up of your brethren, him shall you hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. Jude 18:15, Acts 3:22-37. Now when God had raised up this prophet, Christ Jesus, you see many of the Jews would not receive him, nor believe him, nor many would hardly hear him, though they were called brethren, but they mocked him and persecuted him and blasphemed him. And the chief priest gave money to Judas, one of his disciples, to betray him. And what became of all the Jews and of Judas that betrayed and persecuted Christ and the prophets? And what became of all those false apostles and antichrists that went in Cain's, Korah's, Balaam's, and Jezebel's way? And will not all of the same spirit in our age, that have gone and go in the same way or path, have the same end? Yes, their latter end will be worse than their beginning, and to be as the synagogue of Satan, who makes them to accuse, slander, and revile God's righteous people, from whom Christ will save and deliver his people, who bruises the head of the serpent. And against such synagogues of Satan the wrath of the Lamb is turned. And in Christ, the Lamb of God, the saints have their rest and peace and can sing hallelujah. George Fox Bednall Green, the 14th of the 4th month, 1685. 392. A General Epistle. 402 in printing, dear friends, go not out from your habitation, but keep in your heavenly habitation, in the spirit of grace and truth, and the gospel, the power of God, and the holy divine faith you will feel in your habitation, Christ Jesus. For all storms and tempests and clouds of darkness, and the tempter with his temptations, you will see without. And therefore keep in your habitation Christ Jesus. There you are safe, and there you have your heavenly weapons and armor to war with him and his followers. That is out of the truth, that is, the devil, whom Christ destroys and his works, and Christ reconciles to God all things in heaven and in the earth. And so all that are reconciled do feed upon the milk of the word, by which word all things were made, and by this word all things are upheld, and by this word all things do increase, and by it all things have their virtue and their being, and man and woman come to feed upon the virtue of the creatures, and man and woman are sanctified by the word. And by the word all things are sanctified to them, by which word all things are reconciled, all things in heaven and all things in the earth. And so, man lives not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he that reads the scriptures of truth and understands them, he must have Christ Jesus in him, who is the substance of them. For if Christ Jesus is not in you, the apostle said, you are reprobates. And is not Christ the substance or body of divinity? And if men that are unlearned in natural language and tongues have Christ Jesus the substance, do not they come to know the body of divinity? And if natural men do learn and the natural tongues and languages, and arts and sciences in the earth at natural schools, can those natural men receive or perceive the body of divinity, or things of God, without the Spirit of God and Christ in them? And if not, then what do all the natural tongues and languages, or natural arts or sciences, profit natural men to perceive or receive the things of God, by which they learn at schools or colleges? For the apostle said, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And again the apostle said, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. So it is clear, the things of God are revealed and discerned by the Spirit of God. 1 Cor 2:10-11, 14 And the apostle said, the world by wisdom did not know God, nor yet by their wisdom do they know God. Therefore the Christian's faith is not to stand in the wisdom of men, etc., by which they do not know God, but in the power of God. And the apostle said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world to our glory, who receive it. 1 Cor 1:21-2:7 And so in the wisdom of God, which was before the world and its wisdom was, the living God is known. And the beginning of this wisdom is the fear of God, and the fear of God is to depart from evil. And so to all the true believers and Christians that are called in Christ by his grace and truth, Christ is made unto them, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. As in 1 Cor 1:24-30 And now, such that are redeemed and sanctified by Christ, he is their righteousness and their wisdom, which is from above, and above the world's wisdom that is below, who by their wisdom do not know God. They that know Christ made so unto them, witness Christ by whom all things were made and created. Such cannot look down into the world after the world's wisdom, nor the natural man's natural tongues, arts, and sciences, which he learns at the natural schools and colleges, thereby to know God. For by all his natural parts and his worldly wisdom, the natural man knows not, nor does he receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And therefore all men and women must come to the Spirit of God, and to Christ the wisdom of God, if they would know God and the things of God. The apostle said, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And Christ said, behold, I make all things new. 2 Cor 5:17-21:5 Are not the old things in the Old Testament and the Old Covenant which Christ abolishes and does away? And is not outward circumcision and all outward offerings and sacrifices and the blood of bulls, goats, lambs, and other creatures and the sprinkling of their blood and cleansing with it? Are not these old things in the Old Testament and Old Covenant abolished and done away by Christ in his New Covenant and New Testament? And is not Aaron's priesthood, with his outward linen garments and other garments and bells and outward precious stones, are not all these old things in the Old Covenant abolished and done away by Christ in his New Covenant, who is the precious cornerstone? and were not all the outward washings, and tabernacles and sanctuaries and temples, and all the surplices and fine linen of the priests' garments in the Old Testament, and Old Covenant, the old things which are done away and abolished by Christ Jesus. And are not all the Jews' feasts, and new moons and Sabbaths and holy days, and Aaron's priests' lips, which were to preserve people's knowledge, and the priests receiving tithes and paying tithes to Aaron? Are not all these old things in the Old Covenant and Old Testament, held up by the law, which served till the seed Christ came, done away and abolished by Christ? And Christ said to his disciples, "Learn of me, freely you have received, freely give," in his New Testament. And so all these old things, held up by the Old Covenant and Old Testament, which old things and Old Covenant are decayed, and vanish and pass away, being abolished by Christ Jesus in his New Covenant and New Testament. All who are in Christ are new creatures, and they see old things are passed away, and can say, "Behold, all things are become new," to the new creatures in Christ. For to the new creature, Christ is the offering once for all, and his blood gives life in the New Testament and New Covenant, and taking oaths and swearing to the Lord, and performing them to the Lord, this was in the old time, in the Old Covenant and Testament. And Christ has abolished that law and covenant, and those old things that were in the old time. And in his New Covenant and New Testament, he said, "Swear not at all, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Whatsoever is more than these comes of evil." And in the New Covenant and New Testament, circumcision is of the Spirit, and the children of the New Covenant, their bodies are the temples of the living God. And none are saved or justified by the works and righteousness of the law in the Old Covenant, but by the faith of Christ and his righteousness. And so all the figures, shadows, and types in the Old Testament and Covenant, Christ the substance is come, and abolishes them and does them away. And he said, "Behold, I make all things new." So the new creature in Christ Jesus sees the old things are passed away, and all things are become new. So the new creature is the new bottle that holds the new wine, he has the new garments, and a piece or new cloth must not be sewed in the old garment. So the old garments and old bottles and old wine must be kept distinct from the new garments, and new cloth, new bottles, and new wine. So the new covenant and new testament is distinct from the old covenant and old testament. The new and living way in the New Testament and New Covenant is distinct from the way in the Old Testament and Old Covenant. And the new creatures in Christ Jesus behold all things are become new to them, and see that the old things are passed away from them. Here is a distinction between the new creatures and the old creatures that cry up the old things and live in them, and the new that cry up the new and live in them. And in the Old Testament, the outward Jews defended their religion by carnal weapons and outward armor. But in the New Testament, the children of the New Covenant, their armor and weapons are spiritual, not carnal. And in the Old Testament and Old Covenant, there was a tribe of priests that offered up outward offerings and sacrifices. But in the New Testament, the children of the New Covenant are called a spiritual household and a royal and a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament and the Old Covenant, the priesthood was made by the law of a carnal commandment. But Christ, our high priest in the Testament, was made after the power of an endless life. And the high priest in the Old Testament entered into the outward sanctuary, called the holy place, made with hands, which priesthood and sanctuary is abolished and done away by Christ. But Christ in his New Testament is entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God, for the children of the New Testament, who do praise God through Jesus Christ their mediator, who makes their peace between them and God. For he that sits on the throne makes all things new and reconciles to God. The temple built by Solomon was partly a figure of Christ and partly of his church. For when Christ suffered the temple of his holy body to be destroyed and was raised again from the dead, John 2:19. Then Christ raised up us the Christian church, which is the true spiritual house and temple wherein God dwells. 1 Cor 6:19 and Isaiah the prophet, and also the apostle speaking of Christ's sufferings, say in Isaiah 53:10 and Acts 8:33 how that the Lord should make Christ's soul an offering for sin who poured out his soul unto death. And the prophet said, "Who shall declare his generation?" Yet the prophet said, "He shall see his seed, namely, Christ." And did not Christ see his seed, his faithful apostles and disciples? And the apostle said, For both he that sanctifies, namely, Christ, and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause Christ is not ashamed to call them brethren. Heb 2:11. So then they are of his seed, who can preach Christ, and can declare his heavenly and holy generation. And again he said, I will declare your name among my brethren. So here Christ calls his believers his brethren, and again he said, Behold, I and the children which God has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, so they are now to all outward professors without possession. Isa 8:18. And Isaiah said, The Lord himself shall give you a sign, namely, the outward Jews. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isa 7:14. Matt. This Christ, the Emmanuel, God with us, he was a sign to the Jews and a wonder when he came. And he is a sign and a wonder to all outward professors of the Scripture, without possession, where he is revealed and manifest in his people. For he said, Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel. So where Christ, the Son of God, is revealed in his people, and they come to be of his seed, brethren, and generation, and declare his generation, they are for signs and for wonders and for gazing stocks to all the outward professors of God and Christ and the false prophets and apostles without the possession of their life and spirit. And the apostle said, Abraham was called a friend of God. James 2:23. And Christ said to his disciples, You are my friends if you do whatever I command. From now on I do not call you servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Here Christ called his disciples sometimes friends, and sometimes brethren as before. As in John 15:14-15 and Heb 2:11-12. And as many as received Christ, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1:12. These are they that declared the generations of Christ, and John said, Behold, or take notice, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. 1 John 3:1. Here you may see the world knows not God, nor his sons. So it is no marvel, if the world that lies in wickedness are haters of God, and haters of his Son and sons, but greater is he that is in God's sons and daughters than he that is in the world, by which they do overcome the world, as in 1 John 4:4. And the Lord said to Job, When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7. There was cause of joy to hear that heavenly harmony. And God has anointed Christ with the oil of gladness above his fellows. Heb 1:9. Moses was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of these things which were to be spoken after, namely, the substance Christ, but Christ as a son is over his house, whose we are, namely, that are the sons and children of God, as in Heb 3:5-6. So here is a distinction between the servant's house, Moses, and the son's house, Christ Jesus. And Christ said, While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of the light. As in John 12:36, so the way to become the children of the light is to believe in the light. And the apostle said to the Ephesians in chapter 5:8, You were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. And again, the apostle writes to the Thessalonians, You are all children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thess 5:5. These were the believers in the light that had become children of the light and day of Christ. And Christ said unto such, You are the light of the world, and a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And such are to be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Phil 2:15. For as the prophet said in Isa 54:13-14, and Christ said in John 6:45, All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall they be established. And the apostle said, As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together, namely, with Christ. Rom 8:14. 16-17, here you may see the sons of God are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Such can declare of his generation. For they which are children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, nor cannot in truth declare of Christ's generation. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed, as in Rom 9:8, for Christ said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God, nor enter into it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3:3-5-6, for he that is born of the Spirit is persecuted by him that is born of the flesh. And Jerusalem, that is above, is the mother of all them that are born of the Spirit. And so are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, as in Gal 3:26-4. 26, so as the apostle said to the church of Ephesians, chapter 3:6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, who were built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. F2:22, and God has chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him. As in James 2:5, Christ said, he that sows the seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one, the enemy that sows them is the devil. Matt 13:37-39. Here Christ makes a distinction between the two seeds and the two sowers, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom of God, but the bad seed must be cast into the fire, which are the children of the wicked one. And Christ said in Luke 8:11, the seed is the word of God. And Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides and endures forever. Such feed upon the milk of the word and grow thereby. 1 Pet 1:23-2. And John said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest from the children of the devil. And in this the true birth is manifest, and this seed and birth knows the kingdom of Christ, and declares of his generation, who is built upon him the heavenly rock and foundation. For Jesus Christ our Savior abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light, through his glorious everlasting gospel, the power of God. 2 Tim 1:10, and the apostle said, the law served, and it was added because of transgression, till the seed should come, namely Christ. Gal 3:19, and now Christ the seedsman is come, who is the end of the law, for righteousness' sake, to everyone that believes, and they that believe are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And the Lord said to Abraham, in your seed shall all the kindreds, or all the families of the earth be blessed. Acts 3:25, Gen 12:3, Acts 7:6, and this is the seed that sojourned in a strange land, and they who did evilly entreat this seed and bring it into bondage, God did judge. And the promises of God are sure to all the seed, as in Rom 4:16. And the children of the promise are counted for the seed, for these are the children of the kingdom, as in Rom 9:8. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with her seed, which kept the command of God, and had and have the testimony of Jesus. Rev 12:17. Now here you may see it is against the seed, which keeps the command of God and testimony of Jesus, that the dragon makes war. But Christ, the seed of the woman, bruises the serpent's head. For the Lord said, I will pour out my spirit upon your seed, and my blessing upon your offspring. Isa 44:3. All who are in the seed know God's spirit and blessings. And the Lord said, my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seed. Now is not this the seed in which all nations are blessed, in whose mouth God's word remains? As in Isaiah 59:21, and are not these the children of the seed, which are the children of the kingdom of God? And the Lord said concerning Christ, ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Your shall break them with a rod of iron, you shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. PSA 2:8-9, and the great image of gold, silver, brass, iron, and clay, spoken of in Daniel, which was broken to pieces by Christ the stone, and became like the chaff of the summer thrashing floor, and the wind carried them away, and no place was found for them. And the stone that smote this image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Dan 2:35, is not this Christ Jesus, who is all power in heaven and earth given to him, that he fills the whole earth with his divinity? to whom God gave the heathen for an inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for his possession, and his seed does inherit the Gentiles. Isa 54:3, PSA 2, 8. And does not Christ now inherit the Gentiles or heathen? Yes, the uttermost parts of the earth he possesses with his divine power, light, and seed, who fills the whole earth, and has all power in heaven and earth, and rules with his spiritual divine rod of iron. Not a rod of corruptible iron, but he rules them with his divine rod, and dashes them to pieces like a potter's vessel. They that are the children of the kingdom see this, and know Christ to rule in their hearts, and sit down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who is the first and last, the beginning and ending, by whom all things were made. George Fox 393, 403 in printing. Dear friends in Holland, Friesland, Hamburgo, Frederikstadt, Danzig, Palatinate, and all other places in the areas where God's truth and ensign are set up, peace, grace, and truth be multiplied among you from God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the fountain of all life, peace, grace, and heavenly wisdom and understanding. And the God of all power and peace, through our Lord Jesus Christ, fill you with it, and his heavenly riches, and that you may all walk worthy of his heavenly calling, in all holiness, righteousness, and godliness in life and conversation, and that by the word of life and patience, you may answer the truth in all both high and low, so that you may be of good savor to God in the hearts of all people. For you know there is no other way to God but by Christ Jesus, and you know that God has raised up Christ to be a prophet in his New Testament to be heard and in things, and you know, he opens and none can shut, and he shuts and none can open. And you know that Christ is the bishop of your souls to oversee that you do not go astray from God. And you know that Christ is the true shepherd and has laid down his life for his sheep. And they know his voice and they follow him, and he gives them life eternal. And also you know that Christ is your high priest, made higher than the heavens by the power of an endless life, and by him you are made a spiritual priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God. And as for our yearly meeting, the presence of the eternal God was among us, and his glory, which shines over all, and all was quiet and peaceable. And it was the Lord's doing, blessed be his name forever. And your epistle was read in the yearly meeting, and friends in the Lord's power read it, and had unity with your spirits, and are sensible of your spiritual care in the Lord's eternal power concerning truth's affairs in those parts. In which God Almighty preserve you and increase you both in his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you may spread his blessed truth abroad and answer it in all people. Amen. George Fox, London, the 10th of the 4th month, 1685. 394, to friends in Pennsylvania. 404 in printing. Dear friends, I am glad to hear of the good yearly meeting at Rhode Island, and that the Lord's power and presence were there among you. And it would be very well to visit the generation of the righteous, and to see how their seed and vines do grow in their heavenly vineyards and plantations, and what heavenly riches they have laid up in store in God's kingdom, and to see how the wheat is gathered into God's garner, and that all keep in the worship that Christ set up in his spirit and truth, and that all walk in the new and living way over all the dead ways in the world, and that all walk in the pure, undefiled religion that keeps from the spots of the world, and to see that all are guided in the pure and gentle wisdom that is easy to be entreated, and in the love of God that can bear all things, by which all peevish, short, and brittle spirits may be kept down, so that all may have their good conversation in Christ Jesus, all striving for unity in the Spirit, and the holy faith that gives and keeps victory over the enemy, so that all may have a care of their minds running into the earth and carnal things, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And let all take heed of neglecting the gift of God, but stir up the pure mind one in another. And the Lord, with his eternal arm and power, preserve you diligent in his heavenly work and service in his vineyard, that it may not grow over with briars, thorns, and thistles to choke the tender plants. And so my desires are that you may live and walk in Christ Jesus, and that you may answer the truth in all the professors and the heathen, and prize your liberty, both natural and spiritual, while you have it, and labor in the truth while it is day. Remember me to all friends as though I named them. And as for the state of friends here, we are under great sufferings and spoiling of goods and imprisonments, and they have of late increased in spoiling of our goods, but God is all sufficient, who does support us. Glory to his name forever. So, with my love in Christ Jesus, to you all, in whom you have all eternal rest and peace with God. Amen. George Fox Bednall Green, the 10th of the 9th month, 1685-395, to Friends of the Ministry in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. 405 in printing. Dear friends, with my love to you all, and all the rest of friends, I was glad to hear from you. But you gave me no account of the increase of truth among you, nor what meetings you have had among the Indian kings and the people in the areas, and of your visiting friends in New England, Virginia, and Carolina, nor of your travels and labors in the gospel, who have in all those countries liberty to serve and worship God and preach the truth. And I understand many have a desire to live in it, especially in Carolina. And you who travel now from friends to friends there, it is thought strange that you do not visit them. Therefore, I desire that you may all improve your gifts and talents and not hide them in napkin, for fear that they be taken from you, and not to put your candle under a bushel, for fear that it go out, and not to be like the foolish virgins, which kept their name of virgins, but neglected having oil in their lamps. Such were not diligent in the work of God, nor in the concerns of the Lord, nor in their own particulars. And therefore my desires are, that you may all be diligent, serving the Lord and minding his glory and the prosperity of his truth, this little time you have to live, and be not like Adam in the earth, but use this world as though you did not use it. For they that covet after this world fall into divers snares and hurtful lusts. And therefore consider that you are but sojourners here, that you may pass your time in the fear of God. And you being many, and having many of the friends of the ministry going over into those parts, you may be a hindrance one to another, if you do not travel in the life of the universal truth, that would have all men to be saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth. And if you would have them come to the knowledge of truth, let them know it, and where it is to be found. So I desire that you be valiant for it upon the earth, that you may give a good account unto God at the last with joy. So, I desire that all friends in the ministry may see this in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And so, with my love to you all in the holy seed of life that reigns over all. Amen. George Fox Enfield, the 30th of the 5th month, 1685-396, to Friends in Wales. 406 in printing. Dear friends and brethren, in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he has gathered by his glorious hand and power to himself, who is the rock of ages, and the foundation of many generations that cannot be shaken, in which you have all life, peace, rest, salvation, and eternal happiness. Your epistle, dated the 2nd of the 2nd month, 1685, by order of your yearly meeting, signed in behalf of that meeting, was received and publicly read in our yearly meeting, and well accepted in love and unity with the Spirit that gave it forth. And friends are very glad to hear, feel, and see your fellowship and unity in the Lord's blessed truth, and your communion in the Holy Ghost, and your care in the concerns of the holy, pure, peaceable truth. And how that you are and have been preserved over those unruly spirits, that have been as trees without fruit, and wells without water, inwardly ravening wolves, that have the form of godliness, and the sheep's clothing, but are out of the spirit and power and life of the sheep of Christ. And over such spirits we praise God, that he has given you dominion. And our desire is that you may all live and walk in Christ, and sit down in him in his grace and truth, and that you may answer the truth of God in all people with the word of life, and also answer the good in all with a godly and a holy life and conversation. And likewise all the magistrates and officers that are in power, you may answer the just principle in them all, and live in the spirit of supplication, and pray for all, that you may lead a righteous and a godly life under them all. So that God over all, and through you all, and by you all, may have the glory, the thanks, and the praise. To whom all is due, God blessed forever. Our yearly meeting was peaceable, and the Lord's glorious presence was among us, whose glory shines over all, God blessed and praised forever. Amen. Now, all dear friends, you know your teacher and leader Christ Jesus, and you know him your high priest, that is made higher than the heavens, by the power of an endless life, by whom you are made a royal priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God by Jesus Christ. And you know there is no other way to God but by Jesus Christ. And you know that God has raised him up a prophet in the New Testament, who is to be heard in all things, who opens, and no man can shut, and shuts, and no man can open. And you know that Christ is the bishop of your souls, to oversee you that you do not go astray from God. And you know that Christ is the true shepherd, and has laid down his life for his sheep, and is to be heard and followed, who gives unto his sheep life eternal. and so abide in him who is your life eternal and everlasting, in whom you have peace with the everlasting God. Amen. George Fox, London, the 10th day of the 7th month, 1685-397. To friends in Danzig. 407 in printing, dear friends, I am glad to hear of your welfare in the Lord. And my desires are that in the eternal power of God you may be valiant for his holy, pure truth upon the earth, and his holy religion that keeps from the spots of the world, and the new and living way Christ Jesus that will keep you out and over all dead ways that are in the world, and the worship of God in his Holy Spirit and pure truth, which Christ Jesus set up above all the worships in the world. And all men and women must come to the Spirit of God in their hearts, if they serve and worship God that made them. And my desires are that you may live in peace and love one with another, and in the pure, gentle wisdom of God that is easy to be entreated. And let your faith stand in the power of God, and feel that in your hearts, which will keep you until the day of salvation. And let all conversations be according to the glorious gospel of life and salvation, so that you may come to answer the truth in all people, and in your words and actions you may preach truth, righteousness, virtue, pureness, godliness, and holiness, without which none shall see the Lord. And now, friends, consider the Lord's great mercy and kindness towards you, who has brought you through great sufferings, tribulations, and persecutions, and that you have your meetings peaceable. It is a great mercy of the Lord to you, for you to prize and be faithful. So with my love to you all in the Lord Jesus Christ, that reigns over all, in whom you have eternal rest and peace. Amen. And as for the affairs of truth here, we are under great persecutions, imprisonments, and spoiling of goods, but the Lord does support his people above them all. And of late, the chief magistrates have showed some favor towards us. George Fox Bednall Green, the 11th of the 9th month, 1685-398, to friends in Pennsylvania, East and West Jersey. 408 in printing the Lord God who created man and woman in his image, and after his likeness, in righteousness and holiness, he blessed them, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over all cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Gen 1, 26-28 Now, here you may see the power and authority that God gave unto man over all the earth, and the sea, and all things therein. And now when Cain had done wickedly and killed his brother about religion, the Lord told him, he was cursed from the earth. And when you till the earth, from this time on it shall not yield to you her strength. And then Cain said, It shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me. And then Cain went and built a city in the land of Nod. Gen 4, 11-60 Now, here you may see what was the cause that the earth should not yield her strength after it was tilled, and of Cain's fear of being killed, and of building the city. And John said in his epistle, He that hates his brother is a murderer or a manslayer, and no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. 1 John 3:50 Now, here you see that Cain and such murderers have not eternal life abiding in them, and then they are not like to have dominion, but are in fears and get into cities. But Abraham, who sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelt in tabernacles with Isaiah and Jacob, as heirs with him in the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So they looked above all the cities that were built by men in the land of promise, as in Heb 11:9-10, for Abraham was in the faith, in which he pleased God and had victory. And the Lord God blessed Noah and his sons when they came out of the ark, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moves upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea, into your hands are they delivered. Gen 9:1-2 Here again you may see that faithful Noah had power over all the creatures that God made upon the earth and in the sea, and they were delivered into Noah and his sons' hands. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel in Lev 26, If that they were obedient and kept his commandments, he would give them their rain in due season, and the land should yield her increase, and the trees of the field should yield their fruit, and their thrashing should reach to their vintage, and their vintage to their sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and shall dwell in your land safely. Mark safely. and I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of your land, neither will the sword go through the land. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. This is to all them that are faithful, and obey and serve the Lord. But if you are disobedient, then see what fears and judgments and plagues and sorrows come upon you. And the curse will come upon you, both in city and field, when you go out and when you come in. And the curse will be in your basket and in your store, and the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your land, and the increase of your flocks. And the Lord will send his vexations and rebukes upon all that you set your hands unto. And the Lord will smite with consumptions and fevers, and blastings and mildews, and the heavens that are over their heads shall be iron. And the earth that is under you shall be as brass. And the Lord shall make the rain of the land powder and dust. You shall carry much seed into your field, and shall gather little. The locusts shall consume it. And you shall plant vineyards, and the worms will eat them, because you hearken not to the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments, and because you serve not the Lord God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things the Lord your God gives thee. And therefore shall you serve your enemies, which the Lord your God shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And your enemy shall put a yoke of iron about your neck, to yoke you down, who will not bear the yoke of Christ, and does not hearken to the Lord to serve and obey him. But they that diligently hearken to the Lord their God, and obey and serve him in truth and righteousness, he blesses them in the city, and in the field, and in their basket, and in their storehouse, and in all they set their hands to. And he blesses the fruit of their body, and the fruit of their ground, and the cattle, and their flocks. And the Lord shall open his good treasure, the heavens, to give them rain upon their land in his season, and to bless all the works of their hands, that you may lend to other nations, and shall not borrow. And these are the blessings of them that hearken to the Lord, and serve him, as you may see in Deut 28, the blessings that come upon the faithful, and the judgments upon the disobedient and unfaithful. When God gives quietness, who then can make trouble? Whether it be done against a nation, or against a man only. Job 34:29. The Lord shall save the humble person, he shall deliver the island of the innocent, it is delivered by the pureness of your hands. Job 22:29-30. George Fox Bednall Green, near London, the 4th month, 1686, read this in all your assemblies, both in Pennsylvania and West Jersey. 399. To all the holy women that trust in God, and do profess godliness with good works, according to the apostles' doctrine in this age, for them to read over and put in practice. 409. In printing friends, the apostle said, I will therefore that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, and not with broidered hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but as becomes women professing godliness, with good works. 2 Tim 2:9-10. And likewise Peter said in his general epistle to the Church of Christ, to the women, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and wearing of gold, and putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. For after this manner in old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves. 1 Pet 3:3-5. Now all women may here consider what is to be the practice of such women that profess godliness, and trust in God. Their adorning is the hidden man of the heart, which is incorruptible. And their ornament is to be of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. But those women whose outward adorning is with broidered and plaited hair, and gold, and pearls, and costly array, these have not the modest apparel, which become modest, sober, shamefaced women that profess godliness with good works. But such as are unsober and immodest, such as look upon such things to become them, are clothed with corruptible and unquiet spirits, that do not possess godliness with good works. And these outward ornaments, as plaiting and broidering the hair, and wearing of gold, and pearls, and costly array, the apostle said, do not become women professing godliness with good works. But them that do not profess godliness, that are shameless and unsober, they may become such women that do not trust in God. Their proud spirit may lead them to adorn themselves with such things, as is said before, which the apostle forbids. But the holy women of God, who professed godliness with good works and trusted in God, adorned themselves not with plaiting the hair or wearing of gold or pearls or costly array, but with the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. And now consider also, you women that profess godliness, and go under the name of holy women, who trust in God, see that yourselves and your children, and all your young women are adorned and arrayed, and have on this ornament, as the apostle wills the church of Christ to put on, as the holy women did of old. And be not of an unmeek and unquiet spirit, and unsober and immodest, when you are admonished and exhorted, nor act contrary to the holy women of old that trusted in God, and such as professed godliness, according to the apostles' doctrine. And here you may see what care the apostles had to keep the saints, the church of Christ, their eyes, minds, and spirits above the wearing of gold, plaiting their hair and pearls and costly apparel, which is the glory of this world, which the holy women that trusted in God and professed godliness with good works. These things were not to be their adorning nor ornaments, but as is said before, the hidden man of the heart, which was not corrupt, even the meek and quiet spirit, which is with the Lord of great price. And this ought to be, and is the adorning and ornament of all the holy women that profess godliness with good works and trust in God. And all you that have been convinced of the Lord's truth, by his Spirit, take heed of Satan taking you up into a mountain, and of his showing you the glory or the world, and of your minds and eyes going after it and receiving of it. And so in that you fall from the Spirit and truth of God that convinced you, and then to worship the devil, the king of pride, the god of the world, who did not abide not in the truth, in whom there is no truth. And he to lead your minds and eyes after every new vain fashion of the world that passes away, and that lies in wickedness, and so draws you to the love of the world which is enmity to God, and into the wisdom of the world, by which you do not know God. And then to such the gospel of life and salvation is hidden, in whom the god of this world has blinded their minds. And in such disobedient ones the prince of the air rules, and gets into them by disobeying the truth, and in such Christ does not rule in their hearts by faith. And it is not like this, when they make shipwreck of it, and a good conscience. And therefore, walk in the light of Christ, and grow in his grace, and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that bruises the serpent's head, and destroys the devil and his works, that you may all be established upon Christ, the rock and foundation. And if you believe in the covenant of light, life, and grace, then why do you not all train up your children in the same? Did not the Lord command the Jews to train up their children in the old covenant and teach them to walk in it? And were not all the males to be circumcised? And they that were not circumcised were to be cut off from the congregation of the Lord. So are not all you that profess the new covenant of grace, light, and life, and the gospel of salvation preached to every creature, and the grace of God which brings salvation, that has appeared unto all men, to teach them to live godly, and to deny ungodliness. I say, are not you all to train up your children and families in this light of the gospel and grace of Christ, which brings salvation, and brings them into favor with God, that you may have the comfort of your children in this world, and in that which is everlasting, and that they may be circumcised with the Spirit of God, which he poured out upon all flesh, that with his spiritual circumcision, the body of death and sins of the flesh may be cut off, which have come into man and woman by transgression, that neither you nor they might die in the body of death and in the sins of the flesh. For such do not die in the Lord. For those who are not circumcised with the spiritual circumcision are cut off from the heavenly Jerusalem and the kingdom of God and Christ, and from the church of the living God written in heaven. And therefore, if you will have the comfort of your children in this world, and that which is to come, train them up in the fear of God, and in his covenant of light and grace, which grace brings their salvation, and brings them into favor with God, and into the spiritual baptism and circumcision, so that they may serve and worship the living God in his Spirit and truth. Amen. And if children and young people must be left, and let alone to themselves, and not be admonished, exhorted, and restrained from the evil and vanities of the world, then why did Moses, and the prophets, and the apostles, which were sent of God, exhort the people to train up their children in the fear of the Lord, and to teach them his law while they were young, that they might not depart from it when they were old? And if that they did, the Lord did judge them, as you may read in the scriptures of truth. And if that they must be left to themselves, and not restrained from evil, then how came it to pass that old Eli lost his life, and his priesthood, and the ark of God, for not restraining his children from evil? And again, if that they must be left to themselves, why did the prophets and the apostles say that they must not quench, nor vex, nor grieve, nor rebel against the Spirit of God, nor turn the grace of God into wantonness, nor walk despitefully against the Spirit of grace, but walk in the Spirit, and in the truth, and in the light, and to love it, and not to hate it? For they that do not love the light, but hate it, are condemned by it, and so grow in the condemnation, and are not in the justification of life. The Lord God commanded Abraham to circumcise himself and his children and servants that were bought with money and were born in his house. He was to bring all his males into this covenant of outward circumcision. And the Lord said, "That soul shall be cut off that is not circumcised. He has broken my covenant of outward circumcision, as you may see." Gen 17:11-14. Here you may see Abraham was to teach and instruct his family and servants, and he was not to keep any man or servant that was uncircumcised in his family. Now you that profess the new covenant, are not you and all your children and servants to be circumcised with the spirit of circumcision? And do not they that have not the body of death, and the sins of the flesh cut off by circumcision, go down into the pit, and not into paradise, and the kingdom of God? And therefore may not such uncircumcised by the spirit hurt the families of true Christians in the light? Therefore consider, Abraham was not to suffer any of his children and servants that were bought with his money or born in his house to be uncircumcised in the old covenant. This care the Lord laid upon him in his family in the old covenant. Therefore consider, you that profess the new covenant of the spirit of circumcision, what care lies upon you and your families of teaching and instructing your servants and children, and to bring them to the spirit of circumcision. And now, do not say that you were not all warned in your lifetime, and therefore prize your time, while you have it, that you spend it to the honor and glory of God. George Fox, the 9th of the 5th month, 1686. Top back letters, next letters.